Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, of course, show that gives you all these tech news from one geek that's me to another that is you. Let's try another comment game today. If you're with somebody, like if somebody's in your house, could be your parent, could be your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whoever, go up to them and let them comment anything they want. Don't say what the show is. Don't tell them what you're watching. Don't tell them what to comment. Just have them comment something. Let them do that. And then, of course, if you are alone and you can't have anybody comment for you, just type gah. I think that's simple enough. News. On a scale from like zero to total tits, the moments feature on Twitter is actually pretty great. It's actually how I get most of my news. I mean, Twitter is probably one of the greatest news sources out there, right? You have real people tweeting in real time about events that are happening around the world, and that's how I get my news, is by looking at moments. Moments are essentially just curated tweets based on certain topics, but as for creating moments, that's only been available to Twitter for them to go ahead and create and curate those moments, and also like exclusive brands and publishers that are working with Twitter, they've been allowed to do it too, at least some of them. But that all changes today. It's available to everyone starting right now, so if you're interested, I'll link it down below. Like I said, it's pretty up there with the tits level of titsness. They say you can't buy love, but you totally can. In fact, Tinder is about to make that process of buying love even easier. They're introducing Tinder Boost, which will allow you to get ahead in line, essentially. It's a fast pass from Disneyland, but on Tinder, that'll put your profile ahead of everyone else's at least for 30 minutes. You get put on top of the line, so that'll increase your chances of someone finding you or you finding a match, that whole thing. Now, here's how this works. Of course, there's a price tag, which I actually didn't even care enough to look into. I don't know the exact price of it, but if you're part of the Tinder Plus program, then you get one a week for free. You get to boost yourself once a week for free. And then I was like, when I read that, I was like, what is Tinder Plus? I'm very curious as to what this is. So I looked it up, and it is a pile of horse shit is what it is. Tinder Plus is their subscription plan that you get to be a part of. If you are under 30 years old, you only pay $9.99 a month for it. But if you're over 30, you pay double that amount. What the fuck? Apparently, Spotify is in talks to acquire SoundCloud, and it might actually happen fairly soon because reportedly they are in the advanced stages of talking, whatever that means. I'm assuming it's just different levels of the conversation, like, hey man, I got some money, got some extra money, think about throwing it your way, and then if I give you the money, you become my son. You gotta call yourself my son. You are my son. If I decide to give you the money. Yeah, dude, totally. I love money. I'm all for money, and I am not above taking your money right now to be your son. I will be your son for like $700 million. Totally. You got that? Totally. I got $700 million to hand you right now. It's in my pocket. It is in my pocket right now, and I will hand it to you, and then you are, boom, just like that, you are my son. Here you go. I'm thinking they're leaning more towards the end of that conversation when it comes to actually making the acquisition final. Now you might be asking, why would Spotify want SoundCloud? That's kind of an easy answer, and I can answer it in two parts. Number one, the library of music that they have on SoundCloud is up there. It's like 125 million songs. Boom, Spotify brings that in. Easy purchase. And then the other one, that's one less company that Spotify has to worry about in terms of competition. If they just buy them, they take them, and boom, done. That end of discussion, that is one less company that they have to worry about. And Spotify is doing extremely well right now. They're worth like $8.5 billion, and they would acquire SoundCloud for like $700 million. So this is chump change we're talking about. I'm interested, though, what do you guys think? Are you all for Spotify acquiring SoundCloud, or do you think it's a terrible idea? Okay, guys, we all knew this moment was coming. In fact, if you've been watching Front Page Tech for a good amount of time, you know how much hate I always get every time I mention BlackBerry for whatever reason, but I'm very vocal. I've always been very vocal when it comes to my opinion on their future. 11 months ago, I said that I would give BlackBerry one, maybe, like, tops 2 years left when it comes to being able to manufacture, create their own hardware. They just cannot afford it. And then back in April, when we talked about them announcing two brand new Android devices, I said this. And when I said this, apparently I was also wearing the same clothes. How do I say this? Listen, you're gonna get mad. I understand some of you are going to get mad. Some of you really like BlackBerry. And this is kind of a bold thing for me to say. Bold, get it? BlackBerry, bold. All right. But these brand new phones, when they come out, I'm going to say, are going to be BlackBerry's last. And I was completely right. In fact, today BlackBerry made it official. They announced that they are completely done. They have given up on creating their own hardware, designing their own phones. It's not a thing anymore. They are done. And in fact, here's what John Chen said. The company plans to end all internal hardware development and will outsource that function to partners. We are reaching an inflection point in our strategy. Our financial foundation is strong and our pivot to software is taking hold. So no, this does not mean there won't be any more BlackBerry devices ever. In fact, they just released a clone of the Idol 4 that is branded as BlackBerry, that runs BlackBerry's fork of Android, that whole thing. So they're not done with that. As I said, they will be outsourcing that in the future. But it is official, BlackBerry will no longer make their own hardware. I hate to tell you I told you so, but I actually love to tell you I told you so, because for years, people have been taking their fist and shoving it up my little asshole, telling me I was wrong, and guess what? I was right, and it feels good. It's now time for Ask FPT, the segment of the show where I take one question from you and I answer it for you. Today's question is from Eric Jordahl on Twitter, and it's a great question. He says, what do you think about the argument asking for subs and videos as compared to letting your work do it for you? Listen, no doubt I am 102,000% confident in this. Asking for subs is the right route to go. In fact, asking for anything is the right route to go. As long as you don't abuse it, as long as you don't do it in a spammy manner, you would be surprised what happens just from asking for things. Just because you asked for engagement. In fact, I do it every episode. In the beginning of the episode, I basically give a call to action to comment something down below, and that triggers engagement, right? So the same thing happens for subscriptions. If you want someone to subscribe, just ask for it. You would be totally surprised the results you get just by asking. There are a ton of people that will watch your content, and even though they loved it, it won't even click in their head to actually go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Just won't be a thing, and then they'll just pass you up, and doesn't matter how much they liked you, they just won't remember. So call to actions are always best. Go ahead and ask for that subscription. If they like it, put it in their hands, let them subscribe. Don't say, hey, subscribe, bitch. Leave it open, and if they like it, they will subscribe, but always ask. You'd be entirely surprised what happens just from asking. If you want to be featured on the next episode of Front Page Tech, just leave your question down in the comment section below with the hashtag AskFPT. And my lovely lovers of tech, that is the show. Hopefully you liked it, you learned something. If you did, be sure to hit that subscribe button down below. See what I did? And you can also follow us on Twitter at Front Page Tech. See what I did again? For all things Front Page Tech related, updates and tweets from the teams at Front Page Tech on Twitter. And I'll see you tomorrow.